Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regular schedule to bring you a special news bulletin. Washington, Senator Key Pittman of Nebraska, sponsor of the neutrality bill, has just issued the following statement to the press. Quote, "We, the people of the United States, cannot remain neutral in the war against infantile paralysis." Unquote. For further details, we take you now to Hollywood. March of Dimes. Radio's own front line in the war against infantile paralysis. Starring some of Hollywood's biggest names and presided over by one of Hollywood's biggest hearts, the originator of the March of Dimes, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are gathered once again to ask you to celebrate the President's birthday by sending in our dimes to the White House. The President's birthday is January 30th. I double-checked with FDR, and it is definitely the 30th. After what happened to Thanksgiving, I'm taking no chances. This show tonight is probably the most star-studded review ever to go on the air. I might say it is practically the Gone with the Wind of radio. Well, maybe not so long. Well, you know, what a wonderful sight it is that was Gone with the Wind. To see people packing clothing and provisions, waving farewell to friends and relatives, then going to see the matinee. Friday evening, I happened to overhear in front of Carthay Circle an old gray-haired couple. They were in front of the place. The man said, I lost my job, ham and eggs didn't pass, haven't heard from the children in months. And the wife says, well, come on, Herman, let's go in and see Gone with the Wind. At least we're sure of a roof over our heads for the rest of our lives. We promise you the number one show of the year, and we're starting it off now with the number one singer of the year. Here she is, the first protege of Rudy Valley, singing one of the biggest hits, Miss Frances Langford.
Shadows are falling and nighttime is calling. This is the time for love. Day has just ended, the moon has descended, lighting the sky above. Day seems so long, dear. Thank you. bringing you nearer, dearer and dearer.
Francis Langford, and thanks to David Brockman, who conducted. From the number one singer, we move along now to the number one comedian, a fellow who hails from Waukegan, Illinois. But he wasn't always the number one comedian. Oh, I can remember him in 1916 when he did an act with a fellow named Eddie Cantor. What an act that was. We opened up in Slippery Oak, Iowa, then we played for Dola Montana, then One Oak, Michigan, then Crevich, Montana, after which we played the small town. How would you like to see the act?
And here they are, ladies and gentlemen. Here they are.
We're a couple of entertaining boys. We will fill you all with laughter and with joy. We both wear classy clothes, as everybody knows. We dance and sing and everything. We're always stopping shows. Oh, we're a couple of rumble-numble-loose. The girls keep folding us, but we say, what's the use? Because for our public, we keep playing. From Frisco Bay to Mayan, we're just a couple of entertaining boys.
Say, Eddie, speaking of animals, I got a new dog. I call it Ginger.
Does Ginger bite?
No, Ginger snaps.
That reminds me, Jack, my cousin in Chicago is sick with the chills.
Chills, eh? Does he shake all over?
No, only in Chicago.
Speaking of Chicago, why don't American girls marry Europeans?
I don't know, Jack. Why don't American girls marry Europeans?
Because a Yankee Doodle do.
You tell him, Cabbage. You got the head for it.
Say, you tickle me.
Yes. Well, you tickle me first. By the way, I know a great story about a chicken.
Pull it. I guess that'll take the snap out of your garter.
Oh, yeah? You got to get up bright and early to beat me.
That reminds me. How do you get up so early?
I got what they call a potato clock.
A potato clock? What's that?
Oh, you set it in the morning and it wakes you up potato clock. Get it? Potato clock.
Lace up your shoe, big boy. Your tongue is hanging out. And let me tell you, Eddie, you better keep your window shade down hereafter.
Why? What happened?
Last night I passed by your house, I looked up at the window and saw you putting your arm around your wife and hugging and kissing her.
Well, the joke's on you. I wasn't home last night. Okay, Professor, let her go.
Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada. Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing.
Shall I brush you all off? I heard the porter say. I said, no, I get off the regular way. Oh,
jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Oh, jada, oh, jada, 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 jing, jing, jing.
Keeping me in winter underwear makes me lose a lot of sleep. It ain't the original cost, it's the awful upper creep.
Oh, gotta, oh, gotta ching, ching, ching. Gotta ching, ching, ching.
Down in our well this morning fell Dr. Stone. It serves him right. He should have attended to the sick and let the well alone.
Oh, Jada! Oh, Jada! Jada, Jada, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wish you bibble.
Jada, Jada, ding, ding, ding. You hear me calling. Jada, Jada, ding, ding, ding. Could we use Rochester? Jada, Jada, ding, ding.
Much, Jack. And folks, there's still plenty of talent to come. For example...